My name is Kelly Green Blake, and I come to Virginia Humanities from the Eastern Shore of Virginia. I am the retired director of the National Archives Mid-Atlantic Region in Philadelphia, which is a long title to say that the Mid-Atlantic region is where all the permanently valuable federal records from Virginia go. So for many years, I've been working with Virginia projects and Virginia historical institutions and grants and manuscript collections, and found my way to the Eastern Shore, the farthest east spot of Virginia. One of the delightful things about being an archivist is constant exposure to new material. Even today, still folks are presenting boxes that are tied up in literally government red tape, and I was blessed to have a series of records presented to me, and in addition to those other series I'd seen, decided it would be worthwhile to write a play about Civil War women on the Eastern Shore of Virginia using their own letters and diaries and manuscripts. And the stories themselves, truly overused statement, but jumped from the page. And that was presented there 2 years in a row. It sold out, and Virginia Humanities wrote a grant for it. Like every Virginian, we see Virginia Humanities icon on so many things we're following or enjoying, or the Encyclopedia of Virginia was something I went to constantly in my own research. In so many ways, the Eastern Shore, in part because of its geographical location and just in part because of the history of the shore, and it's an aquaculture and farming community, is not always represented well in the overarching programs of Virginia. But with Virginia Humanities, I saw a proactive effort to be sure the Eastern Shore was included. As part of that, a museum network was created so that there are meetings every so often where the directors of these disparate museums gather. And so in my time on the shore, I've seen great and positive changes because of the work of Virginia Humanities there. Everything comes to that interpretation that I've heard said here, the human ties. And so whether it is a project by an African-American group or the study of the watermen of Tangier and their island, which is dissipating before our eyes, Virginia Humanities covers it all. And I'm on the grants committee, which means I have the delightful role of reviewing all of these proposals. And I've learned so much about what humanities can mean